Hi, you guys. It's Yaz, and I want to answer a question that somebody asked me. And she said, well, was it all calculated from the start? Did the narcissist know from the very beginning that they were going to play me and they were just out to use me? Well, in a lot of cases, it is all calculated from the beginning, okay? And why is that? Because the narcissist saw some kind of supply in you that they wanted, okay? So they weren't interested in you necessarily because they were looking for a life partner. They saw something in you that they thought would help them or lift them up, all right? And a lot of cases, when it has to do with money, you guys, when a narcissist is after money, it is definitely, definitely calculated from the start. When a narcissist is after a place to live, it is definitely calculated from the start, all right? Now, there are some instances where somebody may get involved with a narcissist and they feel like, well, you know, they really were into me in the beginning, okay? We know that narcissists put on a mask. They put on an act in the beginning. And sometimes narcissists get involved with people because, you know, in the narcissist's mind as well, they have built you up in their minds, all right? When they, let's say they're not after money, they're not after a place to live, they're not after something financial, and they get involved with you. When a narcissist starts with you, they have a big picture, a fantasy in their mind of what you are and what you're going to fulfill for them, okay? So when the narcissist starts with you and they're not looking for money, they're not looking for a place to live, a lot of times they may feel like, okay, you're somebody who's going to make them happy, all right? But the thing with a narcissist is they always find something wrong with the person. They always are critical and judgmental. And, you know, they go in fast thinking that you're going to, you know, fulfill some fantasy or you're going to, you know, be the person for them. And then they realize that you're not what they thought you were. Why? Because the narcissist put, you know, an idea that you are, you know, this person of perfection that was going to make them happy. So narcissists have unrealistic expectations as well. They don't take into consideration that, you know, we all have our flaws. We all have things that, you know, are negative in each individual person, but the narcissist doesn't want to see that. They don't want to deal with anything that's not going to make them happy. So in other words, if you get involved with a narcissist and they're there and they're there because, you know, they're not there for money or sex or anything like that, the minute that that narcissist starts to see things they don't like, okay, the minute that narcissist gets used to you or bored with you, all of a sudden, their interest goes down to zero because they had this preconceived notion that you were something that you weren't because they had built you up in their minds as well, okay, to an unrealistic expectation of what you should be. So narcissists live in a fantasy as well, where they fantasize that you are this person. Maybe they feel you're going to be submissive. Maybe they feel you're going to always entertain them. You're always going to kiss their ass. You're always going to fulfill them. All right. You're going to do everything for them. And when they realize that, hey, you know, you're a human being and you have, you know, you have your drawbacks as well, and you can't always be there for the narcissist, and you know, you need your needs met as well. Well, they don't like that. They're not concerned with your needs. They're only concerned with their needs. So when a narcissist feels that you're not making them happy anymore, all of a sudden, their interest goes down, all right? So a narcissist, their interest starts at the top, and then it crashes down as time goes by because they're getting to know you. And the longer that they get to know you, the more flaws that they see. And they always feel like, you know, there's something better out there. So 99% of the time, it's calculated with a narcissist. 99% of the time. What I just explained is in a situation where a narcissist may jump into something with someone, you know, they may be lusting after somebody or, you know, they have a fantasy of somebody And, you know, they go in head first without really knowing you as well, all right? Because narcissists, they don't like to take their time. They want their needs met really quickly, really fast. And, you know, when that doesn't happen, all of a sudden, they crash down, because narcissists, they don't know what love is, to sacrifice, or that love is something that, you know, takes time and you build together. What narcissists are looking for is, they're looking for lust. They're looking for chemistry. You know, if it's not something financial, they're looking for excitement. And a healthy relationship that grows is not based on excitement day in and day out, okay? Because you have everyday, you know, responsibilities, things you have to take care of. Life is not always a party, okay? But with a narcissist, they want it to be a party. They want it to be excitement. They want it to be constant fun and thrills, because they need that high. They need that high to feel good all the time. So they don't want to deal with the down times, the hard times, the times you have to sacrifice. And in today's world, if they don't have to deal with it, they would rather just jump to somebody else and just deal with excitement. So narcissists are addicted to excitement. They're thrill seekers, and they just hate boring. They hate hard work. Okay, this is why a narcissist can never be in a long-term healthy relationship. Why? Because they don't want to put the work in. All right. And in order to have a really solid relationship with somebody, you have to put the work in, and you have to, you know, earn your stripes. But that's what makes the relationship even stronger, when you have gone through hard times with somebody. It makes the trust between two people stronger when you've gone through hard times with somebody. But the difference with a narcissist is, they don't want to go through hard times. So they just jump around from supply to supply to supply, but they are never fulfilled, okay? They have cheap thrills and they have instant gratification, but they are never fulfilled in the sense that they will never feel fulfilled that, you know, they're in a solid relationship with their partner. So 99% of the time, you guys, narcissists are calculated. So a narcissist, in other words, a narcissist who's a scammer, who's on the dating apps, or somebody that's just after money, they are 100%, you know, calculated. They have studied you before they even got in on you, got into the relationship with you. They have Googled you. They have done background checks on you. Scammers do background checks on you. We always talk about how you should do background checks on other people or the narcissist. Well, guess what? A narcissist who's looking for something big out of you, they have checked you out inside out. They have looked you up. They have tried to ascertain what you own. Do you have houses? You know, what's your financial situation? Do you come for money? They have checked you out. When somebody's after you for money, trust and believe, before they even got in with you, they were checking you out to make sure that there's a pot of gold there, okay? And the same thing with a narcissist who's after a place to live. You know, they're going to try to test you by asking you questions like, do you rent? Do you own? How do you pay your bills? And then they're going to go online and they're going to see if you own or rent your place. They're going to check you out, because narcissists are very good at studying people. They're not going to put their time and effort into somebody unless they know there's a, you know, there's a pot of gold at the end and there's some kind of benefit financially, all right? They may ask you questions like, oh, did your family leave you money? Oh, you know, how do you pay for all these things in your house? You know, they're going to ask financial questions. That's how you know this person is calculating and trying to see if you have money, because, you know, they want to ride off your coattails. Maybe they want you to invest in a business. Maybe they're looking long term, you know, to get in on whatever you have. or, you know, change the name on bank accounts or steal money from you. So narcissists after financial things, or narcissists after a place to live, narcissists who are after you investing in a business, absolutely, it's 100% calculated. Narcissists that get involved with you for sex, it's not necessarily that they did background checks on you, but, you know, they calculated you, or they tested you to see how easy you are. And they test you by talking about sex, by texting about sex, by bringing up little innuendos about, oh, I'd really like to give you a massage, or, you know, oh, I'd like to rub your feet, or something like that. Or, you know, oh, do you have your clothes on? Do you sleep with your clothes? What kind of panties do you wear? These are ways that narcissists test you about sex. They want to see how freaky you are. And the more you get into it, the more you get into it, you guys, and start talking sexual or sexting with them, the more they know you're an easy mark, that they can get sex off you. So yeah, they are calculated in the sense that they test you to see how much they can get away with. You know, if you're somebody with strong boundaries and you check them and you say, hey, don't talk to me about sexual things, I don't know you, okay? We're not at that point, or something like that, then that narcissist knows not to push it, okay? But they will test you with little things that they say. Either they talk about financial things, or if they're after sex, they'll talk about things sexually, okay? And then there's instances where a narcissist may just hit on somebody because they look good. It wasn't necessarily calculated. They just look good because they look good at that moment, and they're just looking to hit it, all right? They're just looking to hit it with somebody. If it's not financial, they may not put a lot of thought, or, you know, background check or something with that. They just see you and they say, oh, you know, you look good. Maybe they want to get with you or something like that. But that is all lust. That is all lust. Okay. They are lusting you. It's a narcissist is not looking at somebody like, oh, I want to fall in love. Oh, I want a long-term relationship. If they do get into a long-term relationship with you, it's because you're providing some kind of benefit to that narcissist, all right? And that benefit could just be security, in-house pussy, in-house dick, just having somebody there. But rest assured, that narcissist is still doing what they want to do on the side, okay? Because a narcissist, they're like, they're in an open relationship with you, only you don't know it, okay? But people say, well, why do they stay in the relationship then if they want to, you know, go with other people or something? Because you're offering something to them. Like I said, even if it's security, you're a security blanket to them. They like that knowing you're there, okay? Narcissists never want to be alone. And they also like to deceive people. So they like the fact that you're there, and they like the fact that they could, you know, have their cake and eat it too. That makes them feel twice as good. They have their cake and they can eat it too. So you guys, it's like this. A narcissist is a studier. They do calculate. They calculate, they size people up. Narcissists are very good at sizing up what somebody's about. They're watching you. And you'll see that with the covert narcissist. Because in the beginning, a covert narcissist doesn't say much. They sit there and you see them studying you by the corner of their eye. They're watching you. They're watching your expressions. They're watching, you know, they're trying to size up how clever you are, okay? And they're trying to figure out if they can manipulate you. So they are calculating. They are calculating in the sense that they, before they go in on their victims, they figure out, you know, are you a person of self-confidence? Are you somebody easy that they can manipulate? You know, narcissists, they target people that they can manipulate, that have a supply that they can get after. That's why they love vulnerable people. Maybe somebody who's been divorced, maybe somebody disabled, maybe a widow or widower. They love vulnerable people because they can manipulate them better, and they may have something that the narcissist may want, which is money, all right? So they don't necessarily always target strong people, although they love to break down a strong person. The narcissist's goal is to target whatever benefits you may have, okay? That could be money, that could be sex. So it's really about the supply that you have. Do you have something that that narcissist wants? Okay. And sometimes, like I said, they may just try to target and break down a strong person. Why is that? Because they're jealous. They're jealous of strong people. They're jealous of self-confident people. And they will think of any way possible to break you down. And how do they do that? By hitting below the belt. They're going to find out what you're very sensitive about. Maybe you're sensitive about your weight. Maybe you're sensitive about your age. Maybe you're sensitive about your family. And that's where they're really going to hit you below the belt when they go in on it. And, you know, they're really devaluing you and getting ready to discard you. They want to make you feel like you are the lowest thing in the world. Because they, at that point, they have such anger for you, okay? And when a narcissist has that narcissistic rage or they've incurred a narcissistic injury with somebody, they want to destroy you every which way. That's why I tell you, always remember where it's coming from. A narcissist is toxic. Of course they want to hurt you. That's their goal, is to try to get some supply and hurt you and lift themselves up. But you've got to be smarter than that and realize what their end game is. Their end game is to get that supply and to destroy you in the process of it. Because again, hurt people hurt people. Yes, that is true, but that's no excuse as well. So yes, they are calculating. They have studied you. They will study you around other people. They will study you by what they say to you, okay? And see how you respond to it. They will study you by maybe not texting you back and see how you are with it. Are you okay with it? Are you a real dope, okay, that lets them walk all over them? See, when a narcissist will test you a lot of times by ghosting you. They'll ghost you and see what kind of response they get out of you. If you just fly off the handle, all right, then they know they got to be careful with you. But if you're somebody that kind of just lets it go and you come back, the narcissist comes back at you and says, oh, you know, I'm sorry, I fell asleep. And you sit there and you say, that's okay. That's okay. Then they know you're a dope. Okay. Then they know you're a dope. And then they know they could cheat on you the next time. So this is how they calculate. This is how they test you. They want it. They'll see how angry you get, what you do. Do you give it back? Do you play the game as well? Do you run silent on them? Do you ghost them back? You know, this is how a narcissist, they will test you and they are calculating and they will size you up to see what they can and what they can't get away with. All right. That's why what you allow is what you get back. That's why when somebody breaks your boundaries, you got to check them. All right. You got to check them and you got to let them know, you know, you ever do that again, you and I will not be talking again, all right? And you've got to mean it. You can't just put boundaries in place and just be a talker. And that's the problem with a lot of people in toxic relationships. They sit there, they yell, scream, back and forth and everything, and yet you're still fucking there, okay? Your word means nothing. Your word's got to mean something. So you've got to have the balls to walk away when that narcissist breaks your boundary the second time, all right? You give them one warning. And if they do it, you know, some people don't even give one warning. That's why you got to be cut and dry in the beginning and let them know what you will and what you won't accept so they know. So when they break your boundary the first time, then you give them a warning and they say, you ever do that again, you and I will not be together, okay? And you know, you don't yell and scream, nothing like that, but you're stern. You're stern about it. It's like when you're trying to discipline a child. You don't yell and scream or anything like that, but you're stern. They know that you mean it, that you'll walk away. So this is how they test you, okay? They test you to see how much they can get away with. They're very calculating. They're always calculating, you know, what you're doing, what you're saying, and they're always trying to control you. They're calculating how much they can control you because, you know, you are like a little puppet on their hand where they feel that they can try to control you to get whatever benefit they can get out of you, or just because they enjoy controlling people because it eases their anxiety. Remember what I told you in my other podcast. Go listen to it. Narcissists are filled with anxiety. So part of the reason why they control people is to ease that anxiety within themselves because, you know, during their childhood development, they never felt like they had control, okay? That's really what it is. They never felt like they had control, you know, whether they were entitled or they were, you know, the undervalidated, either undervalidated or overvalidated. They never felt like they had control, you guys. So when they get involved with you, yes, they are calculating. They have calculated 99% of the time. They calculated you and what they were going to do and watched you and tested you in the beginning. Only very, very rare instances a narcissist may see somebody that they like, maybe on the street or something. They may try them or whatever, but that's just a lust thing because they see somebody that they like and maybe they want to get with them, you know, and then, you know, they go in all full force and then they realize the person is not what they thought they were because narcissists are critical, judgmental, and nobody's ever good enough for the narcissist. And it always, you know, breaks down and explodes, all right? Because again, a narcissist doesn't know how to be in a healthy relationship. They don't respect people that they are in a relationship with. A narcissist is not about respect, all right? Everything, they are self-centered. They want it their way. They want to be the captain of the ship, all right? They're not about a partnership. They're about a dictatorship. So yeah, they are calculated in how they're going to handle you and how they're going to manipulate you, and they will test you to see how much they can get away with, okay? So I hope that helps you guys. I got to run here because I'm going to get interrupted this morning. I try to podcast early because I live in a high traffic house over here, okay? And I don't want noise in the background, but I hope that helps you guys. If it does, hit the subscribe button, share the podcast, and go follow me, subscribe on YouTube at the Game Exposed Podcast on YouTube. Again, it's the Game Exposed Podcast on YouTube. I have a lot of information, thousands of videos on there for you guys to learn from, and subscribe to the podcast and share. Have a great day, you guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that the Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay, and have a great day.